¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves, sort of like a team.
A Gao Media Station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. 1 hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F. Yeah, Friday. Happy to have you along for the ride. If you missed our comedian of the week, it is Rob Little. Rob, very funny dude, and we'll have one more clip of his at 3:15. Along with that, your chance to win. So
yeah,
you could see Rob Little and whoever else is performing around him this weekend here in the Houston area. A great time to catch a great show, I'm sure, at least because Rob's going to be there.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but the ticket giveaways have gone down incrementally. So 3:15, it'll be two winners for up to four tickets. So hang in there. But you can use promo code Barry is Funny to get half off if you don't win. So
yeah, I don't know who Rob's performing with, as I mentioned, but Rob, I'm sure, is going to
such a jerk.
Just bring the house down. So
Rob, I'm sure he will. I heard his feature is very handsome, though.
Is that something that he refers to?
Super handsome.
Is that what he calls his junk or his face
or
something?
No. What are you talking
his
about?
His feature?
The guy that's
feature
featuring.
Act. His feature act.
Oh, I thought it was like something he was referring to on his own self. I'm not.
I get it.
Thing.
I get now what you were.
Jeez.
I love it when I get something and Joel doesn't.
Well, I
love it when that happens.
I was intentionally messing with him.
Which neither one of us got.
And it went over
back.
Like a fart in church. So that's my fault. How about that?
Because I was like, what? What? Yeah. Huh? What? It looks like Clarence is going to go to the shows this weekend.
Yeah, I saw him on Twitter. He said that's his first time ever going to a Barry Laminack.
One star.
See?
Hey guys, my weekend was one star. Saw Barry perform.
Let's get this top call out of the way, and then I have a proclamation to make. Eric,
is it the same Eric?
I don't think.
Hey, what's going on? Nope. Eric on the west side. Y'all were talking about lawn care. I was wondering with this little freeze that came through, if I should weed and feed this weekend or if I should hold off.
So he's so excited about asking that
he
question.
Really,
I know what his intention was there, Eric.
Really? You know what it was?
And it was to aggravate Joel and I.
No.
That's
I don't
what
think
it was.
People do that.
That's the
I think
whole
I've
goal
reached
of that
the level
call.
Of aggravation for today on lawn care.
I think people want to know because they have questions.
He's so giddy about asking that stupid-ass lawn care question about his lawn getting...
Here's the deal, Eric. If you got a good spreader, just put a little, like, put some napkins in the bottom so that you can make sure it doesn't get out too quickly. Fill the whole thing with bleach, and then after you've done spread the fertilizer, just do the whole lawn.
See, if it was up to me, there wouldn't be no damn lawn. It'd just be concrete the entire...
No. That's what he's going to put down next when he realizes the bleach is going to kill the grass.
I'm going to make you guys a deal. I'm going to answer this question, and then I'm done with lawn talk. Because I'm tired of hearing y'all bitch and complain.
Yeah, good.
Like a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
That'll last for about 24
Every
hours.
Every time someone asks the lawn question, here comes you two crybabies. Y'all act like I'm eating up an hour. And by the way, I'm not going out to the people and telling them to send the questions. They just do it because... they have questions, but I'm going to answer this question, and then lawn talk is over. And if you're out there in listener land and you're mad, blame Nick and Joel because they're the crybabies.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
So to answer your question, yeah, you can go ahead and weed and feed if you want. I don't recommend using weed and feed because it has atrazine in it, and it can kill your tree. So use a Weed Beater Ultra, which can be used now because the temperatures are low, but that's it. Use a Weed Beater Ultra and then fertilize.
Atrazine, huh?
Atrazine is bad for your trees. It'll kill them.
Sounds like something you get.
And I learned that from Randy Lemon. So go use his show from now on because I'm tired of hearing these two cry.
Good.
Lawn Talk officially dead.
47 minutes and 32 seconds you've spent on Lawn Talk.
Is that how long it was?
Yep.
Are you still doing the made-up statistics for the usual stuff?
Yep. I'm the analytical genius on this show. I have to do it. So, yes, absolutely is the case. Without question.
Right.
We had other football things to get to, including some Super Bowl audio that was pretty funny from Bill Belichick talking about his concern about a hole in the roof the size of like the midfield logo that was only open for like 15 minutes.
It's amazing when you get to the level that that organization is and those guys like at the level that Bill Belichick coaches.
Yep.
Down to every minute detail. And then, so what happened was during the Super Bowl in Atlanta, you know, they've got that hole at the top. There's a name. You'll hear it in the clip that's coming up in just a second, but they refer to it as something.
It's their version of a retractable roof, but essentially it's much smaller.
Let's be real. It looks like a beehole.
You know what it looks like? You know, like a camera lens that closes and opens up?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
You know what else does that? A beehole.
Oh, right.
So it's like, anyways, so they're. There's this discussion that takes place between Belichick and the referee because he's freaking out. Like, he's like, wait. Why is the roof open? And then the referee has to tell him what's going on. And at the end of the day, you would think it doesn't matter. But to Bill Belichick, his attitude was, this matters just as much as anything else.
John, now we're closing the roof, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to be closed right at kickoff. What does that mean? How about before kickoff?
No. They wanted to try to time the kickoff with the Oculus closing. I'm going to delay it a little bit. I would prefer that the roof be completely closed.
Because there's a wind factor now that
as soon as the flyover goes, it starts to close. How long it takes, I think it's less than 8 minutes.
But also to work off.
All right, so it takes 8 minutes to close it. They're going to close it after the flyover. I don't know if it's going to be closed or not, so why don't we just kick that
Let's
way?
Go that way say,
if we get it, we get it. Right. If we don't, we don't.
That way there's no last decision.
All right.
Like, he's literally telling his special teams coach.
Yeah, hey, listen, they're going to try to close it, but we might as well prep like it's not going to be closed just in case, and we'll kick that way. How much wind is that really, and how big of an effect on a kickoff? We're not talking about a field goal.
No, but he's talking about, If it's not closed, the first possession, you're going to be going and there might be some wind resistance at some point. But literally.
No, he's talking about the kickoff because that was his special teams coach. So,
I know, but it wasn't just the kickoff. But you have to realize until it closes, it's like guys that play in like the horseshoe at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. They want to go the a certain wind, way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but 8 minutes. I mean, you're.
But what's up with the NFL wanting the roof to close simultaneously with the initial kickoff? Why don't you just. Like, how much more production value or atmosphere is this going to add to the people watching the game
so
over there in Atlanta?
The flyover.
They have a
so
flyover.
They want everybody in the stadium to see the flyover and see the Jets flyover.
And you can't do this before kickoff and close the.
Well, that's what they were saying. They're going to try to time it so that the flyover happens and then there's 8 more minutes of busy stuff that goes on before the actual kickoff itself. And in that 8 minutes, the roof would close. And then the whistle would blow and then they would do the kickoff.
Oh, I misunderstood it. I thought they wanted the roof to close simultaneously. While the
ball's being kicked off?
Yeah.
No, because it would take 8 minutes. I mean, they were trying to time it so that as the roof closes shut, kickoff happens.
And the way this makes
sense
no
more delay.
Is you have to, especially in a game of this magnitude, but in any game, you have to give equal time to both teams with the similar situations, right? So take it in Astros' perspective. They can't close the roof in the middle of an inning. Because that means the visiting team
would
have had
out.
It open or closed, and then the home team gets the advantage of it if it's starting to rain, right? So what happens for one has to happen for the other. They can do it at the end of a full inning because up until that point, both teams have had the same conditions, but they can't do it in the middle of an inning and jeopardize the fact that one team had to deal with rain or weather. So.
That makes sense. But yeah, the details that Bill Belichick goes through, the
amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot to get the air out of those balls.
I'm just saying, like, you would think, like, to me, I wouldn't have even thought of that. Like, who cares?
I don't think any other NFL coach would have.
It's a kickoff. Who's big deal?
Now, I joke about deflating the footballs a little bit. Well, when you think about it, it's so ingenious to think about it because it goes with everything you're saying. Not many coaches would think about it. The colder the weather gets, if there's less pressure in the ball, it's easier to grip. You don't fumble it as much. You control the football better. And because we know in cold weather with those situations, the ball has to, and with more layers on, we talked about that one day, what you wear on your arms. And why guys go bare-armed, because if you wear material on your arms, the ball could slip out. That's the kind of level of thinking that goes into everything the Patriots do.
Every little detail is thought of. And maybe that's why they are who they are and everybody else is who everybody else is, because they don't pay attention to the
Spy
smallest
game
little thing.
People make fun of the fact that why would you send two guys with a video camera to try and get something off a walkthrough the day of the game? Well, guess what? Some teams change their signals. And you know what? If it wins them one game, it was worth it.
And if it's scripted, then you're just walking through the script, and now you know the script.
That's true.
And then it maybe during the broadcast, the commentator goes, man, it's like they know what's coming, like what happened in this Super Bowl.
And there's a lot of people off the record that'll tell you they do.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to get through to the show, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter before we hit the break. My man, Barry is here. I'm here. Nick's here. And I want to tell you about everybody that should be here talking to Infuse Energy. Because of the fact of the matter, if you call Infuse Energy, you're going to find a locally owned and operated energy provider that is solely focused on taking care of you, their customers. You can call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Or you can log on to InfuseEnergy.com. But if you call, you're going to get a human being on the phone. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Do you use it for your home and your family? Do you use it for a business? And they're going to go from there. They're going to pinpoint it to get you the best rate and the best deal they possibly can. In most cases, they really can't. Take me, for example. I switched over a year and a half ago, and I have taken thousands off my previous bills from other providers. I'm telling you, they can do the same kind of things for you. And in the process of doing all that, there might be the rare occasion that there's another company in town that could give you a better deal. They're going to tell you about that too, because they want to be like a trusted friend. They're never going to try and screw you over. They're always going to try and give you the best deal. But at the end of the day, they want you to know that you can trust them to be honest, and that is so valuable in any business that you do. They are affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, and they are 100% green energy at your fingertips. I'm telling you, I switched, and you should too. Infuse energy into your life.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Where are you from?
I went to school in the Netherlands.
Okay. Went to school in the Netherlands?
I mean, our mascot was a bag of weed.
Your mascot was a bag of weed in the Netherlands? Ah, dude. Awesome. I grew up with some pot smokers. It was crazy. My parents. And, my dad could make a bong out of anything, man. He was one day I lost my bike. I come home, he's smoking it. You know, he's like, switch gears, son. I'm like, Dad, that's my bike. He's like, bullshit. That's a huffy puffy.
That's some good stuff right there. That's our Comedian of the Week. F Yeah Fridays here on The Usual Suspects feature a Comedian of the Week for funny. And that is Rob Little. He is performing with our very own Barry this weekend at the Joke Joint.
Yeah, Comedian of the Year by Maxim Magazine. But he's been on the Best Damn Sports Show, period, several times. He did a lot of sketches for him. Last Call with Carson Daly. You've probably seen him on Comedy Central. Funny dude, as you've heard, at 1:15, 2:15, and 3:15. So here's your last chance. You can win tickets to see me, but more importantly, see him. So you're going to call the club. Don't call the station again. This is call the club. I hope you win. First two callers will win up to four tickets. 281-481-1188. 281-481-1188 is the number. Call first two callers. Congratulations, you win. Don't call if you're not going to go. If you don't win, just use promo code Barry on the Joke Joint website. You get half off. There you go.
There you go.
Good luck.
Always good there. And then, of course, if you don't win those tickets, we'll have a way for you to win
more giveaways coming up.
Some
not
other
for those,
things. Yep. Right? No, for some other things coming up. So, with that being said, and talking about comedy, Ralph is on the phone.
Oh, they fixed it. Okay, because yeah. I was like, what is that? It said Joel stand up. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I was just at the Joke Joint Tuesday night, you know, and I've been doing stand up for like 7 months, man, and I didn't know that the comedy struggle was that much of a grind, you know what I'm saying? But Barry, bro, you funny on the air, man, but you real funny in real life, bro. And I ain't never met nobody famous, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, you super famous, bro, but it was a little rough coming up to introduce myself, man, because, you know what I'm saying, you went up there and killed it, man. I wanted to ask you for some tips, but everybody was on your jock, bro. But, you know what I'm saying, keep doing your thing, and I just wanted to ask, like, what kind of advice do you give for upcoming comedians, man?
Ralph, I appreciate you, man. It was great to meet you. It was, yeah, Ralph was a cool dude, man. He was there doing his thing. Unfortunately, I missed his set. But, yeah, man, keep grinding. Dude, the thing I'll tell you that I tell all new comedians is two things. Don't stop. Don't stop going up and don't stop writing. And the more stage time you get and the more jokes you write, the better your jokes will get and the better you'll get on stage. So if you're committed to it and it's something you love and you want to do it, man, don't worry about anything else. Just be funny. And because people are always like, oh, well, I'm not getting this break and this ain't happening. If you're just undeniably funny, then you'll get work and you'll get everything you deserve. So just keep going up, man. That's the key. I know that sounds like a cop out. Like people are like, man, just keep going up. Like, honest to God, just going up as much as you can will make you a better comic.
And the caveat,
and the
too,
rest of it happens after that.
Don't feel guilty about criticizing other comedians.
No, don't on confuse the them. Please don't confuse new comics with a Joelism.
Okay. Recapping the show. That's what I'm doing. Going back to early segments of the show is what
please
I'm doing.
Don't. Yeah, but good luck, Ralph, man. It was good to meet you. I'm sure I'll see you out there on Wednesdays because I'll be out there again. Cool. Yeah.
The fact that, you know, you got people that are they're multitasking, they're following you, and they're also following us, listening to us, that's good stuff.
Yeah, man. That was cool. It was nice to meet him.
Sure. Rockets play this weekend?
Yes.
On Saturday night, right? Again, Saturday night, ABC, big game. Last time you play the Thunder, I'm just setting the table for you. Last time you play the Thunder may end up being a tiebreaker type situation. So you might want to try and get this win. You know that, you know, you're going to get Shumpert in. Shumpert's going to be a part of the mix now.
How much do you think he plays?
I'm going to say he's going to play quite a bit.
So do you think he's already, like, as the trade went down, they were like, all right, dude, pack your stuff. We want you here by in the morning or that night?
He's here already.
I know, but I'm like...
No doubt. As a matter of fact, because
they
played...
You think he's already done run-throughs and walk-throughs and practices played, and study?
I would bet you, because the Rockets played the Kings, which was who he was with, mm-hmm. and they flew the next day because
of
the sleep...
You think he flew back with
them? Because of the sleep specialist.
Yeah.
They stayed overnight. I definitely think he flew back with them. I think that on the plane and the night before, and probably even maybe the night before, they started giving him an iPad with all the video on it, with things to... he needs to be aware of to run in the system.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't think there's... I would say, Nick, on the light side, I'm going to say 25, 27 minutes tomorrow night.
Really?
Yep.
You think that much from Shumpert?
I would agree with that.
Yep.
25 minutes.
Think what he does. Think the things he brings to the table. He defends. Gerald Green doesn't. He's a 38%.
But Gerald Green tries. He's just not a great defender, but he's not lazy.
He tries to get as many shots up as he can, too. But at the same time...
Well, what does that have to do with defense?
He gives you effort. Does he?
I mean, I'm making a statement. You disagree that Gerald Green gives you effort?
On the offensive end. I don't think...
Okay, so you're disagreeing with me that Gerald Green... I'm not suggesting he's a good or great defender, but I'm telling you, he's not going to go out there and just look around and just play...
Yeah, I'm sure he tries. I think the thing with Gerald Green, though, Barry, is that he's kind of delayed when he, like, follows up with... on defense... A lot of times you see him running
worse
after.
Than Harden.
He gets behind the play.
He runs after his opponent sometimes.
I don't know what you're watching. James Harden is one of the best defenders in the league. He's the best low post defender in the league.
Oh my God! If Bullard says that one more time,
I just don't think that you give him his due. This is things he used to do. He's now. I mean, this is the undeniable tour. This is James Harden.
But who brought it to my attention that Matt Bullard said if he was playing in these days, like the way basketball is played, he'd be a completely different player. Oh. Someone brought that up to my attention.
Bullard said that?
On the broadcast.
About himself?
Yep.
Really?
That's what I was told.
I had not heard that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
That's what I was told, that he said that, like, if he was playing it in this era of basketball, he'd be a different player.
He'd be a superstar?
I don't know.
That's you can look at it two different ways, because back then he was kind of an anomaly. He was the one guy that was 7 foot tall but was a 3-point shooter.
Right.
Now you got stretch fours and stretch fives and big men shooting threes all over the place. So,
well, he was a stretch 4/5 on a team that, in Rudy's case, kind of invented the position with Ori and other guys too. So he fit in,
but I'm saying
no one else was doing that.
But he had a niche because not many people could do what he did.
And was it Perkins?
Sam Perkins
could knock down
smooth,
a three.
Big smooth, yeah.
Now he could knock a three down.
They said that
there weren't many.
Nope.
That were that big that could do it.
But now it's a dime a dozen. Every big is thinks they're a 3-point shooter. Yeah. So it's different there too. So it just depends on how you look at it.
Well, you know Bull. You've been around him enough. You think he was a role player
extraordinaire.
Right. So he was a specialist and a role player on a championship team. Would he be a starter and a star, or have star caliber in today's NBA?
No.
Do you agree with the statement?
I think he would be exactly what he was back then, because it's more sought after, because the three is more prevalent, because of the fact that people are looking for that stretch four, stretch five. So there are more of them, but because he shot the ball so well, I think he would be well compensated to continue to play the role he was playing. He might get more minutes, because remember now,
and his numbers might be inflated a little bit,
because
he probably might get more shot attempts.
He's going to get more looks because the offense is more predicated around shooting threes, so he's going to get more time on the floor as well. So I think he'd have better numbers. I don't think he'd be a star.
I'm not suggesting he said he would. I'm just asking.
No, I'm saying because he's a again, we're talking about guys that defend. I mean, put Bull on the block or have him guard a guy on the wing.
He's slow.
Yeah, he's not going to recover real quickly.
Right.
But again, give him a second of space.
Dead,
he's going to knock a three in your grill.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly what he said, because I don't want to make Matt Bullard out to be this bad guy that said something
guy
he didn't. And I didn't hear the audio myself. But I do think that his numbers would be slightly inflated in this era of basketball. He would at least get more three-point shot attempts, which I think would ultimately lead to more points.
Yeah, so. I don't want people thinking that we're bashing Bull.
No, we're
just throwing out questions.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, it's just basketball questions. Would he be better than he was? Because he was an integral part of a championship team. You can't take that away from him.
Back then, he was a specialist. Now he would be he would be maximizing a specialty that is very pronounced in this league.
I love Bull because of he's very self-deprecating when it comes to that stuff.
And I love him and Blummer for the same reason.
He understood what his job was, and he doesn't take it too serious now. And you're right, Blummer is the same way.
And they pay attention and respond on social media. They tweet. They're caught up in the times. They also do their research, so they know the latest in the rules and whatever's going on. I think they're both great for Houston.
I love Bull to death. I just need him to stop trying to force James Harden's defense on us. But otherwise, I love him to death. You know what else I love? Vortex. Love working out, getting in shape at Vortex. And you will too, especially if you're part of the weight loss challenge. If you're trying to get in shape, if you're trying to lose weight, and you're tired of going to the gym, and you know, you've got all these New Year's resolution folks that are clogging up the gym, and they don't know the etiquette of wiping off the benches, and they're just sweating everywhere and taking selfies, and they won't get out of the way. Try something different. And you know what? It's not only going to be a better workout at Vortex, it's going to save you time. They've got two types of classes. The boxing classes, which they call the rumble class, and the ride class, which is a spin class. Both of them, when you take the classes, morning or afternoon or evening, 45 minutes is the total class time. You get a great full body workout. We had a trainer in yesterday that said, you know, you could go and run for hours upon hours and burn so many calories. Why not burn the same amount in 45 minutes doing a boxing class or a spin class out at Vortex? It's luxurious but affordable. They've got a special going on. For $40, you get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. That's right. I did not mess up that read. $40 unlimited walk-in classes for one entire week. And then you can choose from there which program you want to go with at Vortex. They've got three rows of bikes, 48 in total, tons of heavy bags. There's always going to be a spot for you. You don't need equipment. Everything is there. You just show up. You get a great workout. Grab you a smoothie on the way out. You're done. Less than an hour. You're going to thank me for it once you check it out. And you can do so at 1707 West Gray. Call them 281-501-3094. That's 281-501-3094, or online at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com.
Blue and Red Rule, you're listening to ESPN 97.5. is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Final half hour of the show. And the way we tell you is the way we do things around here. That means if we told you we're going to do giveaways, we're going to do giveaways. If we're going to give you a chance to win, well, that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Because once again, we have a giveaway and a chance for you to win two tickets to Tuesdays with Maury. It is a play. It is coming to Houston. It is your chance to win. It opens tonight. And you can win two tickets right now. Tuesdays with Maury, best-selling book, Mitch Albom. If you don't know him, you'd recognize him if you saw him. Longtime sports writer in the Detroit area, as well as a nationwide presence as a writer. Was on ESPN for years. Also wrote this book and a couple of others that were fantastic. I've read them. You should, too. But the play, Tuesdays with Maury, I'm sure will bring it all to life in a very, very heartwarming and funny way. You can win two tickets right now if you're caller number 27. If you're caller number 27 right now at 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. And believe me, our intern is going to count those calls one at a time until we get to 27. So you definitely will have a chance to win. You can win two tickets to the show, and it'll be for your choice of dates. It starts tonight. It goes through the 10th. So you'll have a chance to pick the date that works best for you. But I'm telling you, it is a great story, and I'm sure when it's brought to life on the stage, you'll really enjoy it. In fact, if you can't win the tickets, log on to adplayers.org for more ticket information and a chance to purchase them. But check it out, and good luck.
Good luck, everybody. A couple of texts from the text line. Somebody said, Barry, when are you going back to the juke joint, which is not a thing. It's called the joke joint. And
the juke joint. It's when they teach you off the line how to get rid of a defensive back and get open.
And thanks for just now tuning in, because we've been talking about me being there this weekend all show. So you obviously don't listen enough, sir. Correct that. Go back and listen to the podcast and hear all of the cuts from Rob Little. But I'm there this weekend. So
the juke joint.
It's called the joke joint. And if you do want to go, at Barry is funny, or Barry is funny, you get half off tickets. Okay. Someone texted, didn't Shumpert just get a prostitute pregnant in a threesome with his wife? So that True. Was the
that
rumor.
Fact.
No. The wife came out and squashed it.
And said it wasn't true?
Yeah,
she's the one that admitted.
On her Instagram.
You meant the story, right?
The story. Okay. She said that, look, that's not true. Y'all know damn well that I would kill him if it was, and he ain't that stupid. And I'm tired of these lies and these made-up stories. Stop entertaining this nonsense.
That was a rumor, just a TMZ type of report.
Basically what we talked about earlier.
Yep.
About people just say anything and it becomes a reality. So apparently it's not true. It's fake news, as our fearless leader would say.
That was just
fake
a,
news.
Another way
that's fake news.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was going to say something. I'm not going to go down that
they
road.
They pulled that juke joint on you.
No, don't. I hate you.
Okay. Well, look, you know what? It's good. He's cleared the air. He's gotten a new team. I'm expecting big things from him. I told you this. I like this move for the Rockets. I'm not trying to say that they're going to be better than the Warriors with this move. But when healthy, and again, some of the other moves that they've already made, and Daryl made the comment that they're not done yet if there are buyout candidates that they could bring in. So when you look at all those factors and say, hey, from the bench that they had to the depth that they could have going forward into the playoffs, I think Shump's a good fit.
I agree. I'm excited. Hopefully they get one more, but I'm excited for what they've done to add the depth that they have. Did you see this it's just sportsy, but it's not all sports, but did you see where Charles Woodson is out?
I didn't see it until you guys mentioned it. I'm not happy about that. Aside from the dickie or the ascot or whatever you call that scarf he wears all the time, which is god awful. I was a Charles Woodson fan, obviously, when he played, but I thought he brought something to the telecast for ESPN on what is pretty much predominantly a dry presentation now.
Can I tell you that they're saying, and you know why they're blaming it on? Berman leaving. They're saying that ratings are down and they're struggling to get back to what it was ever since Berman left.
Why you blame Wood, though?
And I'm like, whoa, no, please don't bring Berman back.
I mean, after what I told you I witnessed after the Super Bowl when I flipped channels and he had 5 minute and 43 second questions for Bill Belichick, who normally gives short answers, but he was chatty and he had to cut Berman off. Don't bring him back.
No, gosh, please don't. Please don't.
Back. Gone. And leave
Winston,
him there.
I mean, Winston was, he was okay. There's a few guys that I watch and go, well, you just can't have this show without him. I'm like, eh.
The whole thing, look, I get, you can mention Berman, but you got to find the right host that can kind of...
Well, Ponder did it, right?
Yeah, Sam Ponder. Yeah. You know what? She's good as a sideline reporter. She has talent and ability as a host. Just didn't have that kind of vibrant personality and high energy for a show that needs that.
It was Rex Ryan, Matt Hasselbeck, Sam Ponder, Charles Woodson, and
Randy Moss.
Of that whole thing, they could get rid of everybody as long as they kept Moss. I'd be good. He's the one guy that I would be like, oh, no, don't get rid of Randy Moss. Because he's funny. Randy Moss brings something. I mean, he kind of did the come on, man, that you got mossed and all those things.
He's got a little twang. You know he's not going to hold back. He's going to give you his real
like
honest opinion.
But I'm going to tell you exactly
why I said what I said about how dry that show is. Rex Ryan, when he's on Get Up with Mike Greenberg and those guys, he is vibrant. He's funny. He's willing to take a shot at a person or be honest about the Patriots or do that stuff. And people love that. On that show, he kind of just fades into the woodwork with everybody else. You don't get the same Rex Ryan. That tells me that's on the production side of things. You got to kind of mesh personalities to get the energy up on that show. It's a Sunday morning show. People are like, I'm going to have some coffee and watch. Oh, I'm going back to bed. Look, the pregame show's on ESPN. No, you don't want that.
No, you don't. I have more bad news.
Oh, great. Welcome to our weekend. Barry in the bad news file.
Yeah,
what next?
That's my bad. Professional boxer Ricky Rocky Lockridge passed away. You know who Rocky...
First of all, RIP, because you don't want anybody to pass away.
Yeah,
I
no. That's Rocky Lockridge, the best cry ever. He was on an episode of Intervention.
Oh, you've played this before.
And yeah, it's one of my favorite videos of all time. In fact, and I'm so sad about this, because you know the 15 podcast is all about getting folks that have gone viral. When that happened, that clip, just that part went viral. He was on my list of people that I wanted to reach out to and do a podcast with to talk about what he did before the clip came out of him crying. But that, what you heard, was not a weed eater. It wasn't a lawnmower being started. It wasn't someone running over a cat. That was...
He was a boxer?
That was rest in peace Rocky Lockridge crying. This is me now knowing that he'll never be able to do my podcast. That's the sound I make knowing I'll never get to interview him.
The only thing worse,
I want is my dad to cry like that one time for me.
The only thing worse would be you picking that up and trying to imitate it several times an hour on the show.
You wouldn't want me to do that?
I could see you doing that.
What, imitating it?
Yes.
Why? Because I was like, love you, Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe I would. But that was a long time ago when that dropped.
But a little bit of a fun fact, though. Rocky made his name actually... Roger Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather's father, was undefeated, and his first loss was to Rocky, and that's when he lost his title.
Someone's been Googling.
See, the thing is, too, Nick,
I had no idea.
Oh, it was? Yeah. I didn't read it. I just saw he died and went,
you headline reader.
And thus, I rest my case.
I mean,
you could have got him on the podcast. You could have asked him about what kind of a dude Paulie was. You could have asked how he felt to have the statue in Philadelphia.
Paulie?
Yeah. What it's like being married to Adrian.
I know what he's doing now.
He's Rocky the Boxer, right? No?
We've got it. It's just so.
Just give me the.
We were doing so good.
You could have just done the flailing cry one more time.
What was it they used to shoehorned it in? What is like just wedged that in? There's more than one boxer named Rocky.
Is there? Give me another one.
Rocky Marciano.
Well, that was easy.
Rocky Lockridge.
I want to see Rocky Lockridge fight before I... Yeah, okay. Squirrels and moose.
Ziggy Azaleas. No.
See, that's lawn talk. You said we banned that.
My bad. You're right.
So stop by mentioning the way, Ziggy Azalea.
By the way, when I did say lawn talk was no more, the text lines got flooded, but with sadness.
Well, you know the vote.
A lot of them cried like this.
Boy, that was timing.
Oh, no! Delayed. That was the text line right here. When we said no more lawn talk, that's
comedic
out.
Timing
all the listeners.
Is everything.
Yeah, it would have worked better, but I caught him off guard.
That's your fault.
Oh, is it? I mean, you just got to have the hand on
all. Point.
You got to have the hand on all the buttons.
I didn't
Nick.
Hear a delay.
You gotta
I didn't
be
hear
like
a delay.
Octopus Shirara in there,
Nick. It's the weekend when you know better than any of us as a single guy. You got to have your hand on the button at all times.
Got to be like Yanni, bro. Just playing all the different keyboards at once. Be better.
You just referenced Yanni.
Because I'm multi-talented, and you know what? Everyone got the reference.
You're not funny.
Barry is not funny. Oh,
throw it to break, Barry.
All right, guys. All right, one segment left. We've got one more giveaway to go, one more segment, and then we'll turn it over to the Bliss. This is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We got one segment to go here. Then the Blitz is going to take you home. And they're really going to do it as a road show. So when you're on the road, they will be too. They're at Sam Houston Race Park. So they're going to take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing. We'll take you up till 4 o'clock. Then Fred and AJ and Aaron will be on your dial.
But let's do another ticket giveaway before we get out of here. It's just been free Friday where we give away tickets. We love to do that for the listeners. So one more. So we're going to take two winners. So it's Tuesdays with Maury, the best-selling book by Mitch album, comes to life at the George Theater stage when AD Players presents this heartwarming and honest play. It's your chance to win the tickets. You get to see the performance on your choice of nights between now and Sunday the 10th. This autobiographical story of Mitch album, who is by far one of the best sports journalists that you'll come across as far as stories and information. And it's his autobiographical story along with Maury Schwartz, who was his college professor and is battling ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. So log on to adplayers.org if you don't win and you can get your tickets. And Joel's read the book. He highly recommends it. And if Joel says it's good, it's definitely good. You should check it out. adplayers.org to get tickets and more information, or be callers number 4 and 5. Callers number 4 and 5, and you will win a pair of tickets. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Callers 4 and 5. Good luck. What? Your mic is off.
You are
suck it.
Such a wuss.
Why?
Callers 4 and 5.
Well, we hit them. You did 30 at the bottom, right?
27.
Well, there you go.
Close enough.
Uh-huh. Someone texted the show and said, if there's no long talk, I quit.
Well,
that's the only one I'm going to read, but you guys got a lot of hate.
Wait a minute. Let me go into delete items because I think there were some other ones that.
Nope.
Don't you go and delete it again.
Nope. I'm going to empty the deleted items right now.
Nope.
Yep, I am.
Nope.
Look, watch this. Boom. Nope. Go.
See, Nick, there was one that said, thank God Glon Talk is gone and it never come
just,
back.
That's just Pink Valkyrie being a hater.
That's not true.
Yeah, she's a hater.
Well, that is true, but
Petty Crocker.
She's just a smart suspect, is what she is.
Yep. She's a hater.
You erased every deleted message.
That's what you get. Hey, Barry, have you seen that guy that looks like a cholo but yells out, Jesus Christ! You need to get him to open for you. Yeah, I have seen him. In fact, found him on Facebook and reached out and was like, hey, will you do my podcast? So I am anxiously awaiting his response because Jesus Christ, we love you, God. Jesus Christ. There may be a video in the works that I'm working on. Little something along those lines. Stay tuned to that. Check out Sports.
How is he putting you on hold? I mean, I know that he's got his little fame thing going on. Bro. But if someone reaches out and says,
I went to his Facebook. He's got over 19,000 followers just on his personal Facebook page.
Wow.
Like, not like a fan page. Like, I have a fan page, but I have my just Facebook account.
Yeah. You got, what, 18.5?
No. His Facebook account has like almost 19,000 followers.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And I don't think it was like that before he started pop locking for Jesus. So it's crazy. Okay. I hope he does it because it would be awesome to be able to talk to that dude, because he looks interesting.
He's alive, right?
Yeah. I was telling Joe at the break, Nick, I was like, wouldn't it be messed up if, like, I made a list of everyone I wanted to interview on the podcast, like Rocky Lockridge, and then they started passing away? Like, I was like the Madden curse, but actual death?
That would suck.
That would suck.
It'd be kind of funny, but I know it's bad to say.
Funny!
It'd be kind of funny.
It's like the Madden. It's like for years, the Matt Thomas jinx. Every time Matt Thomas had a rocket or an astro on his show, they got hurt.
Yep.
They got hurt?
They got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Beverly.
At least they didn't die.
Yeah, there was a couple of astros. It's a good point. Well, at least, you know what? You got to look at the bright side of things, Nick. Therefore, you know what? At least you're not dead. You're just hurt.
The laminate curse.
I got to give Eric Graham a little love, too. We were talking about Bullard and how he would look in today's NBA. He makes an unbelievable comparison. I said he wouldn't be a star. I didn't say he wouldn't make a lot of money. He says Ryan Anderson is a modern-day Bullard. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's a really good call.
He'd be making $20 million a year and it wouldn't live up to the hype, is what you're saying?
It depends if you get
it. It's probably true,
if you lure in the right dumbass general manager to give you 20 a year for a few years,
are you calling Daryl Morey a dumbass?
No, I'm just saying that there's a dumbass in every bunch, and sometimes there's more than one.
Who's it among us?
Dell Demps. Oh.
You annoy him more, so it's definitely you. I'm pretty sure he thinks I'm a dumbass, but because he annoys you more. It's a fair...
So I'm the dumbass?
I would agree with that.
I would agree with that.
No, that wasn't a statement. It was a question. It wasn't a statement. Are you saying...
Well, it's our statement because it's a two for one.
Are you...
Two out of three is the voting process, right?
I'm simply guessing Joel's opinion. And I think
Which he would be that I'm the dumbass.
Considering you mess with him more. Hmm. I'm just saying.
Is that the fact? You know,
he agreed like 10 seconds ago.
I had no... I am Switzerland. I have no idea what you're talking about. I just know that Swiss Miss is instant cocoa. Other than that, I'm not playing.
What?
Yeah, because I'm Switzerland. I'm out of it.
Oh my God, Joel, we have to work on your...
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't
Swiss
change.
Swiss Miss is instant cocoa is how you describe Switzerland.
I said I was Switzerland first.
Oh my God.
Ken Hoffman kind of does that too. He kind of has that way.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with that. That ain't happening anymore. That's over. That little bit has run its course. That's the bit we're burying today.
You know who else does that? Barry Warner does that a lot as well. Where he'll be like, Swiss
Miss.
See,
I gave you Ken Hoffman. That's way
Swiss
better than Barry
Miss
Warner.
Is the cocoa.
Barry also swims
Switzerland.
Naked.
I feel like you would do that too.
No chance.
No?
Nope. I've had enough shrinkage before I get in the pool. I'm not doing that. Nope. Mm-mm. Not me. Not even close. Wow, Ken Hoffman, Nick. It's a Friday and you go below the belt like that. It's over now. I can't do it anymore.
I'm just mad at Hoffman because he keeps messing up the camera feed. That's why I fixed it for you.
Barry did fix it.
Yeah.
I love Ken Hoffman.
You do?
I do.
Do you? Do you?
Do you really?
I think.
Are you just being a team player?
Right.
I'm always a team player.
Bro, this station has always been about speaking your mind. If you hate him, just say it. It's okay.
I don't hate Ken Hoffman. He just aggravates me when he changes the camera.
He hates him. Yeah. I can tell.
Again, it was one of those things where if we could say what we said during the breaks, it would be a different story.
Which he was, God, I hate Ken Hoffman. Why is he even here? He doesn't deserve to be here.
He's a grown-ass man wearing jerseys.
Oh, that's true. He does wear jerseys.
Nick's like, man, you guys are getting me in so much trouble right now.
Yeah, because Ken got some pull here. I don't.
Who's the dumbass now, Nick?
Obviously, it's me.
Sunglasses inside.
Somebody texted and said, was Chingo Bling on Netflix? Yes, he has a Netflix special out. In fact, Chingo is going to join us next week, and we'll have some clips from him.
Okay.
So there you go.
Shout out to our man, Lance Zierlein, too, because he ain't afraid to pull punches and throw it out there, too, as honest as he is. Stephen A. Smith was quoted as saying Dwayne Haskins, the prospect out of Ohio State, the quarterback, is more of a runner than a thrower. And Lance responded by saying, well, that's funny because my comparisons were more to guys that don't run at all and throw the ball very well. So, in a nutshell, there's your Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, he just basically was like, oh, he's got to be a mobile quarterback because he's black, right?
Yeah, but Stephen A. gets away with that, right?
He does. He absolutely does get away with that.
That's, well, I like the way Cody Stutz quote tweeted it, and he listed his career rushing yards, and it was like 156 or something like that, or 256 career rushing yards. So how is he more of a runner than a thrower? Right. That's the case. So. And he even, you know what makes me mad, though? He gave himself a safety blanket in the video. He goes, I might be wrong on that. So he obviously just threw that opinion on the wall and hoped that it stuck. Like, because he literally says that. He goes, I think he's more of a thrower, a runner than a thrower. And then he goes, I might be wrong on that. Well, why'd you even say it? You know? So.
Yeah, he's.
I think it was like a safety blanket.
I can't believe that Stephen A. Smith would get anything wrong. I just
lately
don't feel
he's
like
he's on a roll with that.
He's just got to stay away from talking football. If you don't know, I mean, it's sometimes it's better to just go. You know what? I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I watched some of the game. Like, just tell the truth. And I think we've all done that on this show. And I know I've heard other people on the station. Where
MMA and boxing, I let y'all take it. I stay out of it. Or I just give little feedback here and there. But I'm not going to claim to be an expert.
Or if I don't know, if I didn't watch a team, like. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and claim to know, because then you just, that's how you make yourself look dumb. And that's what he does sometimes.
So here's the direct quote from Lance, right? So I said that what Stephen A. Smith was Haskins was more of a runner than a thrower. And Lance followed it up by quote tweeting and saying, this will be one of the least accurate things you will hear during draft season. My two comps I considered for Haskins were Jameis Winston and Drew Bledsoe. That should tell you all you need to know about run versus pass for Haskins.
That's funny.
Bam, that's just as cut and dried as you can get.
I love it. That is great. Good for him.
I'm not talking about it.
And he Lance quoted the tweet, and then
yeah, he put it up there. He attached it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's outstanding. Yep. So Mr. Smith saw that, huh?
Yeah, he also was looking at Sportsman. Went, Chandler Parsons. You want to talk about Chandler Parsons on Sportsman? Not Carmelo Anthony. God,
you do the stutter like pretty damn good.
Oh yeah. My God! Lately, he's been doing it a lot too. Like Max and him will get into a bait, and he's like, Max.
I don't know how you can watch that show.
Joel looks like he's about to die every time he does it.
So does he when you watch it.
I'm worried when he does the impression he's going to poop in his pants, because you can see his face turn red a little bit.
As Nick clearly pointed out, it's better to poop in your pants than die. So
what?
If you can take one or the other, just like he said, if you're hurt, you're
injured.
Not dead.
Yeah. If you're hurt, I'd rather poop in my pants than not die. I'm okay with that.
That's the best breakdown ever. If you're hurt, you're not dead.
Yeah, I summed it up for him, but it is. That should be on a t-shirt. If you're hurt, you're not dead.
You're not dead.
Look at the bright side. Things are looking up.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so we're heading to the weekend, too, so yet you are going to be performing.
I am. Choke Joint all weekend. Come out. Say hi.
Tonight and tomorrow?
Tonight and tomorrow. Two shows both nights, 8 and 10:30, I believe. Come out.
And if you go to the Juke Joint, you went to the wrong spot.
Yeah, if you're at the Juke Joint, you are probably in some dive in the middle of Alabama or something.
I did think I went to the wrong one because I didn't know that they moved locations.
Yeah, they did
move. And you need to tell people that, because if you've been there before, you think you've gone to the wrong location. You're actually in the same parking lot.
True. They're at the Fox and Hound, which is like right same parking lot, but just down the way a little bit. You'll find it.
Different stage, no pole.
No pole. Right? My clothes will stay on.
There you go.
Promise.
Everyone is thankful for that, as well.
Including me.
All right, we're here to wish you guys a happy weekend. Enjoy yourself and make the most of it. We're going to talk to you again on Monday, but of course, we're not done on our broadcast day. That means Fred and AJ from Sam Houston Race Park. It's coming up next. It's the Blitz. Have a great weekend, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
ESPN 97.5.